Hey, look, there's fireworks going off in front of Trump Tower over here. Las Vegas. They celebrating late into the day, I guess, or early into the day. Oh, wait, no, that's not fireworks smoke. That's not? Is that fireworks? No. That's a Tesla truck on fire. In front of the Las Vegas, Nevada Trump Tower. Yeah, no, I've seen Godfather. I've seen all of them, except for the third one. Everyone said don't watch that one. But the first two, fantastic. But I know a message being sent when I see one essays, and that's a message being sent. So you have the mainstream media press, they've been telling everybody, oh my God, we've got to drive a wedge between Blondel Blumpf and that dastardly Elon Musk. And we're going to do it with the H-1Bs, the whole left-hand side, and the talking heads on CNN, all these dumb assholes. They're all, lols, take that, lols, take that. We put a wedge in between those two racists. No, you didn't. What are you talking about? These guys are closer than ever, by the way. Elon Musk now has what looks to be residence inside Mar-a-Lago. Permanent residence, as far as I'm concerned. Here's a gateway pundit. Center of the universe. Musk reportedly rents cottage full-time at Mar-a-Lago, occupying the $2,000 a day, Abe. $2,000. We got to step up our game, right? Listen, if I had $2,000 a day to blow on stupid shit like this, I'd have a Lamborghini. I'd be like, no, I'll sleep in the Lamborghini. Uncomfortably, yes. But $2,000 a day? Anyway, listen, world's richest man, boys. $2,000 a day Ban Yan Cottage. Is this Hindu for H-1B visas? Got jamming it in the boys. All right. So it's clearly not working. The H-1B, let's divide Donald Trump and Elon Musk and all the talking points. They're closer than ever. This guy is living in Mar-a-Lago now. Right? And now you have Tesla Cybertrucks bursting into flames right outside Trump Tower. Now, it's an EV. They tend to blow up. I shouldn't say they tend to blow up. They can blow up. They got a gigantic lithium-ion battery that's made of rainbows. And sometimes them rainbows essays, they explode. But usually it's because of salt water. Usually you've been hit by a hurricane and these things explode. And the ones that I've seen explode are usually the Chevys. But anyway, could this just be a Tesla truck exploding? It could be. I mean, yes, there's statistical probability involved. It's very low, and I imagine closer to zero than a whole number, but okay. Yeah. Now you got a Tesla truck blowing up in front of, and I'm not saying that this was meant to take down Trump Tower, like somebody put, I don't know, fertilizer in the back of a Tesla truck and we're going to blow up Trump Tower. I don't think that's that either. I think what is most likely here, I think it's far more likely Donald Trump's relationship with Elon Musk, Donald Trump's growing relationship with Elon Musk getting more and more and more political power, and now a Tesla truck exploding in front of Trump Towers. I think it's more likely it's a message. This is raw alerts over here. Breaking, a Cybertruck has burst into flames and exploded near the Trump Tower, causing flames and smoke to rise with a loud bang. Multiple emergency crews are currently responding to an explosion involving a Cybertruck that erupted into flames near Trump Tower in Los Angeles. Right in front of, this is Trump. You can see the T right there. This is the mezzanine. This is the front door of Trump Tower in Las Vegas. Initially, the cause of the explosion was unclear, but several witnesses reported hearing loud bangs coming from inside the building. Officials have confirmed that the explosion was caused by the Cyber Tesla truck that caught on fire and detonated. Emergency teams are working to extinguish when these things catch on fire. You can't just drive a fire truck up to it and hit it with some water. That'll make it even worse. Like, you got to get special fire trucks with, I don't know, space foam or some shit to put these things out. you know, there's not enough water in Las Vegas to dump on that thing to put it out. So this, you had a car plowing through a bunch of people in New Orleans at the New Year's Eve bowl ceremony thing. And you got this over here. And I think we're going to see this year for sure. And an overall increase in terrorism. The deep state, if it can keep Donald Trump busy with ISIS and jihadis and illegal, if they keep him busy with stuff exploding, then Donald Trump has, and his administration has, less time, less resources to arrest these same people who are doing all of this. So again, it just seems like it's in there. They're incentivized to make sure that this stuff pops off. But yeah, there you go. A Tesla truck blows up in front of Trump Tower in Las Vegas. That's a message. That's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, yeah, but we bat in 1,000 over here. I guess thanks so much for watching the videos. Poor Chad, we kept up to date with messages being sent. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.